Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So joining us on the phone right now is my wife, Stacy. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning.
We know this, but for anybody who doesn't know, my relationship with my father is interesting. Yeah. I think that's the best way to put it. And he, just to give you an update on George's life, it's the same as it's been for the last 20 years. He lives alone in the mountains of Pennsylvania. His health ain't great. And I flew back over the summer to check in on him. He has never met my daughter, Zoe,
right,
who is 5.5 years old. The last time he saw my son, Theo, who is 8, he was only like a couple months old. And he hasn't been out here since my brother got married, which is forever ago. Okay. Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to let you know that my dad and I had a conversation and he is coming out to visit.
When?
Okay. Before we get to that, I just want to let everybody know, because maybe there's some big fans out there. Wasn't your dad scared to fly? Yes, indeed. My dad is still scared to fly. He refuses to do it. He's taken the train from Pennsylvania.
Sacramento?
It's going to take him 3.5 days, and I believe that's nonstop.
Oh, my.
Like the Oregon Trail. And he bought this ticket without consulting anybody, and he is coming out on December 5th, and he is leaving on December 21st.
That's a long
Gavin.
Time.
Gavin. He's being serious.
He's being dead serious.
I'm being dead serious.
He was on the phone with George when we both pulled up one morning, and he just yelled out the window, apparently my dad is coming to visit.
And my dad...
He can't, Gavin. Not for that long.
That's what I said. I said that's too long.
Christmas, like, I have so much. There's so much happening.
And I said, Dad, that's literally the busiest month of the year. And he goes,
can
yeah,
change it.
It's going to take some work. Remember, it took us about 10 years just to get to this point.
Oh my God.
Now, okay. Now here's the good news. I just want to remind you, I have a brother who also lives out here and has his own house. So Dad doesn't need to stay with us the whole time.
He can stay with Ben the whole time.
No. That might be a tough putt. And I do want him to spend some time with his grandkids, especially the one he's never met. But we can volley him back and forth. Okay. Does that make it better?
I still think it should be shortened.
Yeah.
I just want you to know your reaction was the same as mine. Jaw on the ground. That's too long. Why did he do this without talking to anybody? A train? Question mark.
He's asking for it.
He's asking for it.
Listen, no one's ever accused George of being not difficult.
Right, but I mean, he just... His decision-making skills sometimes are just so flawed.
They're...
Gavin.
Yes.
There's... No. I'm, like, thinking about it more now.
Well, yeah, I've been thinking about it for a while. And logistically, it seems awful. So... Can you give me
and we
some...
have stuff like we have the Polar Express.
He already said that
we didn't get him like.
But here's the good news. Again, my dad's like a dog. We could leave him at home. We can still go to the Polar Express.
No,
he's not going to pee on the floor.
No, it's ruining my Christmas. I look forward to all year. I can't.
All right. Okay. So, all right. Here. Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to get Dad to move his ticket. Okay. If you're just joining us, I'm telling my wife for the first time live on the air that my father is coming out to visit for the first time in almost 10 years, and it is practically the whole month of December.
After Christmas. Nothing's happening.
I think that's a great idea. I actually think that it would be even better if we moved it to the spring when, you know, he wouldn't run into inclement weather going over the mountains on an effing train.
My God, he can change it. It's impossible that he can't. I'll pay for him to change it.
Okay, Stacey, now I do want to tell you something because you're my friend. Gavin has known about this since last week.
Oh, my God.
Listen, there are a lot of moving parts.
I'm not freaking out because I'm assuming it can get changed.
Right. Right. Me either.
Do we think George knows how to change it? Like, I'm surprised he knew how to book it.
I think he
just needs to give us his information and we'll do it for him.
Okay, there you go.
I think he physically went down to a train station.
Oh, my God.
Like a hobo.
Yeah.
And, like, stood there like a boxcar jumper and said, like, how much to get to California?
Oh, my God.
All right. Listen, this is a work in progress, Stacey, but I'm letting you know, okay? This conversation went better than I thought it would.
Oh, it won't later.